Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who is CEO and investment manager at Tiger. How are you today, Colin?
Very good, thank you. And you guys?
I'm very well. I see that you've got another guys, another stock market guys at Tiger. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a guys. It's been around, I think, since 2003. It started off in a, I think, very sensible space in that when we acquired it from MinMet, we recognised that the small cap resource sector was getting new retail players and often inexperienced with the people and the projects and the terminology. So it was good to get an investment company which gave investors or would-be investors in that sector the spread approach, the portfolio approach, and the benefit, of course, of the director's experience. And that was a good model in its time, which has basically, over the years, become redundant. Because, you know, one only has to visit companies and the bulletin boards, and there's a lot of knowledge now of the junior mining sector of the commodities. And quite frankly, when I read some of the bulletin boards, I should not name any, when I read some of the bulletin boards, the quality of analysis and research is top draw. And these aren't paid researchers. These are guys who are investing their hard-earned money or legacies or inheritances in what is, the risky part of the world, the small caps. So they're able to make their own choices. And the obvious question, why would I invest in an investment company when they always trade at a discount to the NAV? That's how the original model became redundant and is redundant. And now we move into, and we've been stating for the last couple of years, few years, that our intentions is to be proactive, to actively manage in situations that we invest. And that model has moved on, ends today's announcement, to sort of being a royalty company. Now, there's royalty companies around, they're very popular at the moment. But I think there's a stack of inherent risk in a royalty company, which is totally passive, because royalties are out in time, because you've got to build a mine, you've got to build something to generate the royalty. Management's changed, times change, so many things change. So our model will be proactive. We'll identify our assets, and hopefully some with management, some without. We'll make small investments. We will structure them for their own flotation. We will retain an interest. We will maintain a royalty. So when you think about it, our investors, they can have a position. They can have a position in new flotations. They can participate in Tiger, and they've got the benefit of a royalty in those projects which actually progress to being an operating mine. So I think the model being proactive, with the retention of equity, and the retention of a royalty is unique, and probably you don't see too much of it, Zach. I guess it's the word's well used, but we could regard it as the old mining house, or I think in more modern terminology, an incubator.
But isn't the raison d'être behind it that, for instance, you already have a mining company set up, which is it's into copper or it's into platinum or palladium or whatever it is. And that's really great in 2019, at the beginning of 2019, but the end of 2019, everything has gone into zinc and aluminium and something else, and your company is not facing in the right direction. Whereas with Tiger, you can jump, you can be nimble and find the best, let's say the best metal or the best mineral at whatever time and go for it that way. Otherwise, you'd have to set up a new company, do all the due diligence. It takes ages, and you can't be that nimble if you have one vehicle per asset.
You're so right. But there's a combination there. But first of all, let me state that we've got no sort of global reservations, only quality of assets. We've no commodity reservations, only its fortunes and its likely fortunes, and the quality of the commodity being produced and sustainability. But back to your comment on these listings, that's what our team is quite good at. So we can also, using the incubator concept, we will also assist fledgling management for a few emerging now, we can also assist and will assist fledgling management to structure their companies and give them that seed finance for the listing, assist with the listing, and of course use our network to position them for the new company's new life. And you know, on our board we've got Raju Santani. He was on QR. He made the big discovery, part of the team that made the big discovery in Zambia. We've got Michael Nolan, who's Cove Energy. He was one of the founder, among others, of Cove Energy. So they're guys who have been around for some time and have got themselves blooded in the resource sector, which as I say, is very good for new fledgling management teams or teams who are probably technically strong, but not that commercially strong or corporately strong. So I think we provide the answer. We will be the shop to go to.
And how will
for an investment with a royalty?
And how will you know? How will you? I mean, let's for instance, you know, you put in 100,000, 200,000 into a project. Will you have the? Will you just be a backseat driver? How will you establish control and influence in your investments?
I don't think control will ever figure. I mean, and anything I do, control is less important than influence. I think you need to know where the company is going. I know that you need to have some influence. But control isn't necessary. It's staffing. And I think that, you know, our seasoned team can access all of the skills needed without necessarily exerting final control. It's good to be on a board. It's good to know what's going on. It's good to be part of the budget making and the structuring for the future. But it's not necessary to control in the true sense of the word control. And of course, best, you probably hit it on the nose. If it's a couple hundred thousand, then probably one will be monitoring investment. If you decide you really like what we decide, we really like what we're doing, and we've got a royalty stream, which we, if it comes to fruition, which is going to be very good for our shareholders, then maybe there'll be a second wave of investment and more active participation on what the company's up to. So all options on the table.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting period. In terms of the deal flow, when is the first? You know, when can we expect things to start moving? And you know, and
well, this financing that we've just done, of course, enables us to probably get one or more, probably more, a couple over the board. And so now we've got to. You know, I like to work in anything I do. I like to work with a league table and investments companies. We've got a way of being ranked and re-ranked almost on a weekly basis. So we've got a league table, and I'm going to actively pursue those in the top five in the hope that we land, I know we will, but let's say in the hope that we land a couple of them before the end of October.
Right, and it doesn't matter about the geography, so I think we discussed last time, somebody said you bought half of Africa, so maybe you might try a different continent this time.
Well, that's right. There is a hell of a danger in being too sort of focused in your territory approach, but you know, I've got a lot of comfort from Africa, and especially the places in which we're working. But the sort of investments we're looking at doesn't exclude Africa. There's other locations where the politics are good, the currency is good, and the history of mining is good, and we're actively looking at it. A couple of more activities in those countries. And of course, what is important, you know, people, projects, places, is people. What we are able to do and are doing is actually increasing the network, bringing in guys who will run companies that we incubate, and identifying good managers where they want to develop their own companies but need that initial assistance. It's almost the old mining house, Zach. But you know, obviously a lot down the chain. But I'm very ambitious for the company, and I think that this umbrella incubator is novel and addresses the needs of the I think coming commodity boom, and allows the young emerging mining entrepreneur to find a team to work with him proactively to get his company across the line and floated and listed, and to achieve the objectives they're ambitious for. So passive I don't like, proactive I do, and I think it should be an all-round win for of participant companies and ourselves, of course, and our shareholders, more importantly.
Colin Bird, CEO and investment manager at Tiger, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.